Welcome to Discover La Jolla, where we showcase this coastal community, the jewel of San Diego, boasting boutique businesses and vibrant upscale neighborhoods. I'm your host, Valley, and I'm here with my co-host, Jim McInerney.
Hey, Valley.
Love to see you.
Love being in the studio with you. Love doing the show.
Okay, as a La Jolla native, you've lived there for how many years?
Over 50.
Over 50. You've got to know some history about La Jolla.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting story. You know, obviously the Native Americans were there first, and where the caves are over by the cove, it was called La Jolla, but spelled different, which meant the holes, and they were referring to those caves.
Wow.
Over time, people started coming to La Jolla from downtown San Diego, and in about 1890 is really when the Bothwells came and sort of mapped out the village and started naming the streets. And some of the oldest photographs are probably 1895. Mm. And then the Cove Bathhouse was there. And they had actually had an electric train from downtown, electric, that would bring brokers and bankers up to La Jolla via train. It was about a 45-minute journey. And La Jolla was sort of a recreational place to go swimming or spend the night and rent a little cottage and play in the cove there. Restaurants started showing up, and the rest is history.
Too bad we didn't get into the market then.
You could have bought whole city blocks for
nothing
back then.
Dang it, we missed our opportunity.
Yeah, just by 120 years.
All right, Jim, so you brought a new guest with us today.
Yes, okay. Mark and Bridget, they're both realtors, but they have a very special mission that they're involved with that we're going to learn about their film festival.
All right, let's meet them.
Let's go get them.
Welcome to the show, Mark and Bridget. I appreciate you guys being here.
Thank you. Interested
to learn about you, first and foremost, who you guys are, a little bit about your family and, you know, San Diego, how you're in San Diego and what you do.
Thank you for having us, first of all. Yeah, we're both actually realtors with Sotheby's Realty in La Jolla. We do a lot of charity events together, including the one that we're going to talk about today, Blue Water Film Festival. So.
Well, I'm Bridget Adams with Pacific Sotheby's International Realty as well, with Mark McDonald, the fabulous Mark McDonald. Thankful to be here. I've been in San Diego, specifically La Jolla Shores, for 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
And nice. It's my favorite place in the world.
I know. I bet a lot of people agree with you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Blue Water Film Festival. What is it, and what do you guys do?
Sure. So the Blue Water Film Festival, this is the fifth annual event. We actually bring in films about conservation from 80 countries in La Jolla over 4 days. That's going to be March 21st through 24th at various different venues throughout La Jolla. They're going to be competing in four different categories. There's going to be short film, animation, feature length, and
documentaries.
Yep. Yes. And they're going to be competing in that arena. So basically the films are about water conservation from the perspective of countries all over the world. So it's a very enlightening experience. And we've got events all over La Jolla during that time period.
I saw one of your trailers and instantly I was hooked because I think it must have been a documentary one. Because it's things that we don't really think about in a day-to-day, right?
Yeah.
We take things for granted, and I think bringing this film, these films to light and sharing, not just the film producers winning an award or being able to progress in their field, but they also get to share a message. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Well, absolutely. Once you hear something that is impactful to you, once you know that fact, you can't unknow that fact.
So, right.
And then that becomes a seed, which then you spread with your friends, and that's how awareness just grows and grows and grows. So it's a great opportunity for us here. Also, it's a great opportunity for these international film producers and actors to understand how beautiful our community is.
Yeah, and the films are going to be all over La Jolla. They're going to be shown at the Lot, they're going to be shown at the Conrad, the library, So there's lots of opportunity. And if anybody wants to, they can get tickets and find out more information on bwff.net, and they can research and go from there.
Is this something that drove, because you're in real estate, right? So is something driving you, like a passion for you into our oceans? I mean, you live in La Jolla. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you live close to La Jolla, but
we both live in La Jolla.
Is this something that's personally a passion for you too?
Absolutely. I mean, especially this day and age, the environment is very important to everybody, and it's on everybody's mind. And to get really good, solid views and information from all over the world, mm-hmm. I think is a very powerful opportunity for everybody. So we do a lot of charity events, so this is just another one that's near and dear to our heart. So mm-hmm.
I've been a boater my whole life. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale Beach, right across the street from the ocean, and very passionate about the ocean. So when Mark told me about this incredible opportunity for La Jolla and for us, I just jumped all over it.
Mm-hmm. I went down to the beach the other day, and it kind of pulled me in a little bit, mm-hmm. because if you just go mm-hmm. yourself, we had those floods in San Diego. We had high tides, and it brought in more trash than I've ever seen, and it makes you think. Whereas, you know, if you just drive by the beach, you don't yeah. see that because you're not right up next to it.
Right.
So little things like that, little moments can really impact a person, and that's what these films are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely
exactly.
right.
And they do it in an entertainment manner as well. Mm-hmm. It's not just all super hardcore. So that's the interesting
not
part
punitive
about
punitive films.
Animation and so forth. So there's going to be some really good creativity involved in bringing this message to everybody. Yeah. So.
And what's your role with Blue Water Film Festival?
I'm on the board of directors
for
Blue Water Films. This is my first year involved. My good friend is an executive producer and so forth. Like I said, this is our fifth annual. I got him to corral everything into La Jolla rather than spreading it out
got
all
it.
Over San Diego.
Great so job, cool. Mark.
Yes. So
thank you.
And he's happy too, because it makes it a bigger event, I think, with visibility and so forth. So
are the films going to be, you mentioned, at different locations or just local businesses?
So they're going to be, and you can check on the net. They are going to be over the 4-day time period at various different locations, like the lot in La Jolla, the Conrad, the library, the rec center, and so forth. There'll be some free events that people can attend as well. There's going to be a lot of guest speakers talking about the films mm-hmm. and talking about the environment and so forth. It'll culminate on Sunday at UCSD with an award show. Mm. Let's see, who do I have there? Kathleen Quinlan is going to be there to host that, along with the producer, Greg Reitman.
Mm. Interesting.
And it's a great opportunity to have actual meet and greets uh-huh. with the stars of the shows, the producers of the shows.
Yeah.
And there will be a lot of celebrities, I'm not going to say who, but a lot of celebrities in and out of La Jolla for the event that participate in this. So it'll be a great week.
It's clearly an international cause that everybody can appreciate and gather around.
Mm-hmm. It also sounds a little bit of like a social thing too, because absolutely. I mean, rather than go to the movies, right, if you're finding yourself wanting to do something, you know, go on a date night, you go have dinner, and then you can head into one of these films.
There will be lots of events for people to attend just like that, social events.
Mm-hmm.
At Sotheby's on Friday, we're going to have a huge event in the evening with filmmakers. There'll be people from various consulates from all over the world will be there. Entertainment, food, you name it. So check online. All kinds of
kind of seems events. Like you have to go. If you're part of La Jolla, you want to get out, get to one of these events.
Yeah.
So the website is, one more time?
It is bwff.net.
BWFF.
Blue Water Film Festival.net.
Yeah. And I've heard of you guys before. Maybe it's because I grew up in San Diego, but it's really interesting to see meeting the people behind it, and I hope that I can attend at least one of the films. Probably I'm going to try to make to the documentary one.
Please do, and spread the word.
We will. And I wanted to spread the word a little bit about one of the, you know, things that you have going on that's really near and dear to your heart. Can you
Thank
tell
you.
Us?
Absolutely. So I sit on the board of Human Trafficking Awareness and Prevention in San Diego. It's called BSCC, Bilateral Safety Corridor Coalition. And we've been around for about 29 years, and we're the only organization with a 24/7 hotline. We work directly with Vice Police, with the District of Attorneys. We work with Mexico City and Washington. Our executive director is a complete powerhouse. And we're producing, and Mark is helping with this as well. We're producing our second annual fundraiser in our beautiful venue, La Jolla Pacific Sotheby's International Realty office. Mm-hmm. Last year we raised $157,000, and this year, it's called Be the Light. It's going to be white. Mm-hmm. We have a gold carpet event. We're going to have a huge paella making station out front. We're going to have live performances of artists painting a poignant painting about heaven, and we're going to have a series of politicians and mm-hmm. speakers. We also are going to have two survivors. So they're victims who are now survivors. What BSCC does is it takes people in, we house them, we get them psychological care, we get them off of drugs, we help them with alcohol, and we position them in a situation where they can go back into society and live mm-hmm. productive lives. So it is, go to Eventbrite. It is Be the Light, mm-hmm. April 11th from 5 until 8. It's completely tax deductible. And it's going to be fantastic. We have some really famous chefs, and we're going to be serving beverages, and we're going to have a DJ. It's going to be a lot of fun. Party for a cause, please.
I love that. Yeah.
We really need as much awareness and fundraising as possible right now because of all the slews of people who need help. You mm-hmm. know, we're being bombarded.
Yeah.
So
I bet, you know, that was something I was thinking about. Is yeah. that I bet you guys are really busy right now.
We are, and yeah. we want to save everybody.
Right.
And ongoing after that, we're going to have a series of shows that we do together called Curated with Mark and Bridge. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to look and seek after these types of events mm-hmm. and do a whole lot more of those. So.
Yeah, we like to give back to the community and help people raise funds for worthy causes. Last year, we produced an event for the Permanently Disabled Jockey Fund, also in our beautiful venue, and raised a good amount of money. So this is something that Mark and I really enjoy doing together. Mark is fantastic to work with, and we're happy about the partnership.
Yeah. Well, one thing I mentioned on the last show, and it also is, it really rings true here, is that when you get to a point in life where you can serve and give back to others mm-hmm. to help others is mm-hmm. when really true joy sets in.
100%.
And so I am thankful on the behalf of people in La Jolla and the Discover La Jolla show that there are realtors like yourself that find more value in not just helping people buy, sell, move, things like that, but have a bigger purpose in life. And wow, it's remarkable what you guys are doing.
Thank you. We're humbled by that.
And thank you for having us.
Of course. So come back soon and we'll talk, and I'm excited to go to your events. I'm hoping to get to that documentary one. We'll see, and I'm definitely going to show up to your Be the Light event.
Thank you. It's $75 per ticket, and again, it's totally tax deductible, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for watching Discover La Jolla, where we showcase this coastal community. We'll see you soon.